అది
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن عليا وفاطمة وأولادها وأولادهما حجج الله، أشهد أن عليا وفاطمة وأولادهما حجج الله. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. The eve of Ashura, this night that is before Ashura, is something that Imam Hussein had asked for. He requested it. He told Abbas that, Abbas, go and tell them that I want this night in order that I may pray to Allah. It's another thing that when they heard the request of Hussein, they ridiculed him and said that your prayer is not accepted. Go ahead, you want to pray, but your prayer is not accepted. To which Habib ibn Madahir, when he heard that, he became enraged and he came to them. And he told them that you think that your prayers are accepted and the prayer of the grandson of the Prophet is not accepted? Imagine, and I want us to understand, that this night that Imam Hussein had spent, he divided it into three parts. And the first part he spent with his companions. He went to his companions, sat them down in a tent, and then wanted to make sure that they are there for the right reasons. Raised the subject up and said that these people, this army that you see that has been put together to take my blood and to take my life. I don't want you all to die. And you all don't need to waste your lives and die, because these people want to kill me. When he said that, he asked them and he told them that go away from here. Go far away from here so that you don't hear my cries. That you don't hear me shouting out for help. Go away from here. The companions were sitting around Hussein, were sitting around with their heads bowed down. They didn't say anything. No one moved. No one said anything. They looked at Hussein being so lonely. So alone, they didn't move away. Imam Hussein saw that. He said, all right, maybe you might be here because you might feel that if you leave me, you will not go to Jannat. Maybe that's a fear that you have of not going to Jannat. He says, here, let me show you your places in Jannat. Let me show you your places in Jannat. And he showed them, each of them, this is your homes in Jannat. So I assure you, as the master of Jannat, as the master of heaven, I will assure you that you will go to Jannat. The companions slowly started to weep. Tears coming down their eyes and their cheeks. And they didn't say anything, they didn't move. Imam Hussein said, all right, maybe you might feel obligated to me because you gave bay'at and you gave allegiance to me. So maybe you might feel obligated to me. So he said, here, I will lift my bay'at and my allegiance on you. Now you go. You will not be responsible now. I, as the Imam, am letting you and telling you that this obligation of your allegiance has been lifted from you. Now you can go. Now the weeping began to get louder. The crying began to get louder. And then still they did not move. They did not move away from there. And then after that, Imam Hussein said, maybe you might feel that you are leaving Hussein with his children, that his children will be killed. He says, here, take my children with you. Take my children with you to safety and security, that they will be safe. Take them there. Do not worry. I will be here alone and I will die alone on this battlefield. I will die alone on this battlefield. And when he said that, that's it. They could not hold themselves back any longer and they started crying out loud. They started crying out loud and each of them stood up to give their testimony and to reassure Hussein that we are not going to leave you. Muslim ibn Asajah stood up and said, Hussein, if I am killed and brought back to life, and if I am killed again and brought back to life, and this happens 70 times, I will not leave you, Hussein. I will not leave you, Hussein. Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas got up and said, Hussein, you think we are going to leave you? If we leave you, how will we face Fatima on the Day of Judgment? What will we tell her? That you left my son in the time of need when he needed you most? You left him? Everyone gave their testimony. And they all. And when Hussein heard that from them, he says, so be it. So be it. You will stay here. And you will die with me. Your name is in the list of shuhada, and you will die with me then. After that, Hussein left the tent, and he went to the tent. The second part he spent with his family. When he came to his family, and then he spoke to the ladies, and he told them that, listen, I have spoken to you all the way here. Since we left our home in Medina, I have been training you and speaking to you. You know what Hussein had told them. He said that, listen, there's going to come a time when I will not be with you. I will not be with you. That time has come. I have been telling you this, that I won't be with you. But remember my advice to you. You know what Hussein's advice was for his family, the women and children? He said, do not behave in any way. Do not ask them. Do not beg them for anything. Do not do anything that will bring down your dignity in front of the people. This is the reason that when you see this training of Hussein, when in Kufa, when Sakina was sitting down at that intersection with the Ahlul Bayt, with the caravan, and someone came there and asked Sakina and said, let me give you some water, give some charity to them. Sakina said that Ammat Zainab, my Aunt Zainab had said that Inna Sadaqata Haramun Alayna. Sadaqah is haram on us. Hussein was telling them all this time. Hussein was telling them, do not do anything that will bring down your dignity in front of the people. When they heard Hussein, he says, that time has come now. Now, as soon it will come that I won't be with you. By the eve, by the sunset of tomorrow, I will not be with you. When Hussein said that, the lady started to cry. He said, but be calm and be patient. And then he said, Zainab, I want to see you, Zainab. And he took Zainab to her tent. Alone in one of the tents, he went there with Zainab. And he told Zainab that, Zainab, after me, you will have to take charge. After me, that you will be there. And then he told Zainab that, Zainab. And when Zainab heard this from Hussein, Zainab looked at Hussein and said, Hussein, come close to me. Hussein came close. Zainab went up close to Hussein and she kissed his neck. She kissed his neck. Hussein knew and said, Zainab, you come close to me. Then he took Zainab's arms and he kissed her arms. And he asked Zainab, do you know why you kissed my neck? Why did you kiss my neck? She said, because I just remembered. I just remembered. My mother had told me, Fatima had told me, that when Hussein tells you this, then you kiss his neck. He said, Zainab, you kiss my neck, you know, you will soon see that this neck, there will be a sword on this neck. And Zainab, I kiss your hands, you know why? Because tomorrow, these hands, these arms of yours will be tied in ropes and you will be dragged as a prisoner. And Zainab to that said, I used to wonder, I heard this from my mother, I heard this from my father, and they used to also kiss my hands, but I never understood. Having a brother like Abbas, I didn't know how dare would anyone come close to me, but now I know, I can feel that premonition is there, that soon that will happen to me. Hussein went, and now the last part of the night he spent in worship, in reciting the Quran, in praying, and making dua, and making those secret munajat with Allah, and he's making that preparation for tomorrow. My friends, just one more, and then inshallah you give your condolences. Today will be the day of Ashura. The battle is going to start after Fajr. The battle will start after Fajr. And this whole Karbala and the day of Ashura is going to turn everything in such a way, is going to change everything in such a way that the house of Fatima, that house of Fatima that came from Medina, full of life, full of light, now those lights will be taken away and that joy will be taken away from Hussein and from the house of Fatima. Hussein in the last M. It is said that Hussein in the last part of the night, right before Fajr, he had a dream. He had a dream that he shared with his companions. He shared the dream with his companions and he told them, I had a dream just now. I had a dream just now. And they all asked, what was that dream? He said that I was surrounded by dogs. I was surrounded by ferocious dogs, and these dogs were eating at my flesh. These dogs were eating by my flesh. They were eating. And amongst them, there was one dog that was black and white, that what had a sickness, an illness in him. And that person, he was eating and he was attacking me the most. And I saw that in my dream, that these dogs are pouncing on me. And then I saw the beings of heaven, angels coming down, and the Anbiya coming down, and my grandfather coming down in the front of them, and I saw them, and my grandfather told me that Hussein, these dogs are with you for only one day. Be patient, your iftar will be with us. Your iftar will be with us, Hussein. And then Hussein assured them, trust me, my companions, by tonight you will be eating from the hand of Rasulullah. He will be quenching your thirst. This whole night was spent, and these companions who were there, they're not just sitting around. You know, these companions, all night long, they're thinking, how can we help Hussein and his family? Because the whole night, all they could hear are the children of Hussein crying, saying, Alatash, Alatash, is there anyone who can give us water? Someone give us water. They're asking, and this is hurting the companions. This is making them hurt, and there's pain inside of them. So the companions got together. Nafi bin Hilal was at the head of them. A few of the companions, they gathered together in a meeting. This is at night, on the night of Ashura. They got together and they said, we need to do something before the war starts. We need to bring them water, at least the children of Hussein. I can't bear to hear the children of Hussein crying like this. Really, my friends, the companions had it hard. You know why? Because their children are safe at home. Their children are safe at home. They're sleeping at home. It's Hussein's children who are disturbed. It's Hussein's children who are crying. And this is killing them. Nafi bin Hilal and others got together and they said, we need to bring water. If there's anything we will do, we will get water for Hussein's children. So they made a plan to go to the river, sneak to the river at night. And they made a plan to go there. And they went there. They reached the river, my friends. They reached the river at night. These companions reached the river. They, now when they reach the river, they're also thirsty. They're also thirsty. They want water also. My friends, they looked at each other. They looked at each other and they saw the water in their grasp. They saw the water. They saw the water and then they looked at each other and they told themselves, no, we cannot drink this water. Until we get this water to the children of Hussein, we will not drink this water. And this is how it happened. They took the water. My friends, before Abbas showed his loyalty, it was the companions who showed their loyalty at the river. And it happened on this night. They went to the river, got the water. Now they're coming back to the tents of Hussein. And then the army came in front of them. A regiment came in front of them and said, leave this, what are you doing? And they, when they saw the regiment, they made a circle around the water. They made a circle around the water. And they said that the children of Hussein are thirsty. This is Rasulullah's household. How dare we want to just make them drink this water. We assure you we will not drink it. They are giving assurances. But that army says no. We will not let you pass. If you want to go, you can go. But that water will stay here. He says, are you? This is the house of Rasulullah. Why don't you want to give them water? Why don't you want to give them water? They made a circle around that. And they all said, listen, we will go like this as a circle. Protect this water until we make it reach the tents of Hussein. Until we make it reach over there. And they started growing. And the army came around them with their swords open. Their swords are open now. And these people are walking. And then they saw that if we go like this, then the army would come to the tents of Hussein. The army would come there. And that was the fear. So that's why they said, leave this water here. Leave this water. If we go there, then the army will come and the war will start before Hussein wants it. That's why they left the water there and they went forward to the tents dejected. This was the story of the night. It was such. The water was an issue in Karbala on the night of Ashura. In such a way. It was an issue in such a way that these children that were there, they were so thirsty and they're crying out. And as they were crying out, Sakina says, and let me repeat the story for you. Sakina said that on the night of Ashura, I was so thirsty. I was looking for water. I went from tent to tent. Someone must have water hidden. And then she said, you know what? My aunt Zainab, she always keeps something for me. She stores it for me. She knows that I will always be wanting something and I will give it to her. She will give it to me. So now Sakina said, with that hope, Sakina went to the tent of Zainab. She went to the tent of Zainab and she said that as I looked inside the tent and I looked inside the tent, I saw a scene that made me forget my own thirst. I was not thirsty anymore. What I saw inside, you know what she saw? Sakina says, when I looked inside, I saw that my aunt Zainab had Ali Asghar in her lap and she's trying to comfort Asghar and saying, Asghar, if I had some water, I would give it to you. Sa'alumul ladhina zalamu ayya munqalibin yanqalibun. Ma'atim Hussein.
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 Hussein. Hussein.
Hussein.
Hussein, 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 Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein,
Hussein,
Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Hussein,
Hussein, Mala,
Yali Mala,
Mala,
Yali
Mala,
Yali Mala,
Mala, Yali Hussein,
Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein,
Hussein, Ya Hussein,
Ya Hussein.
تم سے بچھڑ کے ماں کا مشکل بہت ہے جینا, ماں کو بھی ساتھ لے لو, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, ہر سمت ہے اندھیرا, ہر راہ پر خطر ہے, ہر راہ پر خطر ہے, ہر سمت ہے اندھیرا, دشمن ہے چار جانب, دل میں چھپائے کینا, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ
اے سکینہ,
کھا کے تم تماچے گھبرا گئی ہو شاید, گھبرا گئی ہو شاید, کھا کے تم تماچے آشام رک آشام سیکھ جاؤ ان آنسوؤں کا پینا, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک
جاؤ اے سکینہ,
آ جاؤ میں سلا دوں سر زانوؤں پہ رکھ کر, سر زانوؤں پہ رکھ کر, آ جاؤ میں سلا دوں زخمی بہت ہے بی بی تیرے پدر کا سینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک
جاؤ اے سکینہ,
امو کو جانے مادر اس طرح مت سزا دو, اس طرح مت سزا دو, امو کو جانے مادر عباس کی جبی پر آ جائے گا پسینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رخ پر لہو جمع ہے کانوں سے خون ہے جاری, کانوں سے خون ہے جاری, رخ پر لہو جمع ہے بیٹا تڑپ اٹھے گا, جان شہ مدینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ اے سکینہ, رک جاؤ
اے سکینہ,
ہے قید شام کی اب تنہائیاں مقدر, تنہائیاں مقدر, ہے قید